Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 77 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
I'll be signing a proposed rule to withdraw the so-called Clean Power Plan of the past administration.
EPA is expected to withdraw the centerpiece of the Obama administration's environmental policies.
Rowan County's judge executive is unhappy with the authorization of liquid natural gas running through his county.
Police in Moorhead are closing in on culprits that perpetuated a hate crime last weekend.
MSU's president is spending time with lawmakers in Frankfort.
Rowan County police officers will be the subject of a new Department of Highways safety campaign.
In sports, the Chicago Bears and Minnesota Vikings face off in Monday Night Football.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 63 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
The EPA is expected to withdraw the Obama-era Clean Power Plan. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt spoke in Hazard today about the centerpiece of the Obama administration's environmental policies.
The past administration was unapologetic. They were using every bit of power, every bit of authority to use the EPA to pick winners and losers in how we generate electricity in this country. And that's wrong.
Pruitt says the rule exceeded federal law by setting emission standards that power plants could not reasonably meet.
Rowan Judge Executive Walter Blevins is not happy that the federal government last week authorized a 964-mile multi-state pipeline that will carry liquid natural gas through 18 Kentucky counties, including his. Kinder Morgan will utilize a 70-year-old section of Tennessee gas pipeline in Rowan County as part of the initiative. Since liquid natural gas is much more volatile than regular natural gas, Blevins says the effort is dangerous. He just hopes the company will do all it can to ensure the safety of local residents and the environment, since the county has no legal recourse to stop the project.
Basically, we can't do much without zoning, and there have been some questions since they actually had the pipeline for so long. They may have been grandfathered anyway. I'm not sure if we could have ever stopped them, really. But it's concerned. I think anybody that lives along the pipeline, anybody that there's children go to school close to a pipeline, there's a chance that you could have a major disaster.
Officials from Kinder Morgan have maintained that the project is safe.
Police have identified a woman beaten to death in Lexington overnight. According to WKYT, the Fayette County coroner has identified the victim as 38-year-old Karina Gutierrez. She died just before 1 a.m. this morning at UK Hospital. The coroner lists her cause of death as blunt force trauma to the head. Police found Gutierrez on Codell Drive around 12:15 Monday morning. They say she had severe head injuries. Jose Antonio Riviera is accused of beating Gutierrez with a baseball bat. Investigators say the pair were married but going through a divorce. Riviera is also accused of assaulting Gutierrez's teenage daughter. Lexington police are still looking for the weapon, and Riviera is currently being held in the Fayette County Detention Center.
A woman accused of killing her husband appeared in Fayette District Court this morning. Carol Hignite is charged with murder and abuse of an adult and the death of 76-year-old Leon Hignite. First responders found him injured inside the couple's home on Holly Springs Drive on September 29th. He was rushed to the hospital where he died several days later. Police say Carol Hignite struck Leon Hignite with an object 3 days before calling 911. Hignite was supposed to have a preliminary hearing, but it was postponed because she does not have a lawyer. Her next hearing is set for October 16th.
Police in Covington have arrested a motorist after a 6-year-old boy was fatally struck while riding his bicycle. Media outlets report the boy was struck Friday by a pickup truck. Covington police charged 45-year-old Christopher Wells with leaving the scene of a fatal accident. Officers located Wells at a nearby shopping center. Police have not released the boy's identity and say he was killed instantly. At a vigil on Friday night, the boy's parents identified him as Eli Kiddent.
The top investigator probing some vandalism along with racial slurs being spray-painted on the side of a black Moorhead State University student's rental house says the public is continuing to provide him with solid leads in the case. The incidents took place September 29th on McClure Circle near MSU's campus. Officer Jeff Stamper notes he has some persons of interest that he's taking a hard look at.
I actually have, at this time, I have three suspects that are persons of interest. I have spoken to one of them. I am still trying to locate two of them. Like I said, just some people starting to talk, which is really helping.
Stamper believes a group of individuals were involved in the crimes. In addition to the racial slurs being left on the side on the house, a nearby boat was spray painted and some tires were set on fire.
Drugs are believed to have played a role in two vehicle break-ins in Breathitt County. John Messer was arrested Saturday after police say he broke into one truck and stole another in the Quicksand community. Neighbors woke up early in the morning to Messer offering to buy one of the trucks. Christina Crank was one of those neighbors. She tells WYMT she came outside a few hours later to discover her vehicle was missing.
Keep your doors locked, because the way it is now in Jackson, till this drug epidemic gets underway, or if we can get whatever happens to it, it's causing these people to go crazy. You know, it's scary. If for real, it's really scary.
Neighbors were able to track the truck down along with the thief. Kentucky State Police say Messer attempted to steal another nearby truck, but only ended up destroying the interior. He's housed in the Three Forks Regional Detention Center.
A photographer covering Saturday night's UK football game is recovering after being hit by a police ATV. Will Clark has more.
It happened as UK Athletics Director of Photography Chet White was taking pictures of fans at the pregame catwalk outside of Kroger Field. We witnesses say a Lexington police officer on an ATV was seen going fast near the crowd. That ATV hit White, causing him to suffer a head injury, according to a Facebook post. A Lexington police spokesman refused to identify the officer involved, and UK police are continuing to investigate the incident. I'm Will Clark.
We'll have more of your local news after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Innovation Launchpad at Morehead State University. The Innovation Launchpad provides education, collaboration, and infrastructure for new or startup businesses with consulting services, financial planning, workstations, meeting, and conference rooms. Located at 149 East Main Street in Morehead, the Innovation Launchpad seeks innovative visionaries who want to start or grow their company, facilitate partnerships, and create jobs. More information at moreheadstate.edu/innovation.
Morehead State University's president is already lobbying Frankfurt lawmakers about the next fiscal budget. Morgan tells the Trailblazer he recently made a trip to the state capitol to discuss the ongoing pension crisis and how that affects higher education. Morgan says the atmosphere when he visited with lawmakers in Frankfurt was challenging.
What I'm trying to figure out now is what our potential state budget reductions could be. The state agencies got reduced mid-year 17%. That's a gut punch. The universities did not, but we were told, be ready to take your lump in the next budget cycle.
Morgan is currently reshuffling 7.5% of the university's spending in anticipation of the 2018-19 year cuts.
Filming kicked off today in Rowan County for the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety's new Seatbelt Safety Campaign, starring local heroes from state and local law enforcement agencies across the Commonwealth. In spite of five different law enforcement agencies within the county, Rowan has a high rate of vehicle crashes with unbuckled persons. Bob Criswell is the East Kentucky Law Enforcement Liaison with KOHS. He says the PSAs will then be used in the nationwide Click It or Ticket campaign in May 2016, with emphasis on local media and social channels.
The campaign is designed around using local police officers to work in the county in which we're doing the campaign. We also do a statewide version. We're doing 11 counties this year, and we do a statewide version for those counties who are not included in the local heroes. And we use the state police and CVE in those spots.
Criswell says in Kentucky, half of the people who die in vehicle crashes are not wearing a seatbelt.
Officials with Kentucky's Tobacco Quit Line are launching a new advertising campaign that encourages people to stop using tobacco products. The ads are designed to lead people to the state's free tobacco counseling service, which can be found at 800-784-8669. Bobby Gray, a registered nurse who administers Kentucky's Quitline program, says the goal is to motivate people to seek counseling and to give up tobacco. Quit Now Kentucky is a statewide telephone service that provides free counseling and support for those looking to quit. State officials say tobacco use and dependence is the leading preventable cause of death in Kentucky and in the nation. They say more than 8,000 Kentuckians die each year because of tobacco-related illnesses.
Kentucky 409, also known as Bruin Road in Ellie County, will be getting a lot of attention from a contractor hired by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet over the next few months. According to Cabinet spokesman Alan Blair, several locations along the highway, between its intersections with State Routes 7 and 486, will have T-rail installed to prevent it from slipping.
T-rail is used to shore up the sides of the roads, but, you know, keep it from slipping away. And we especially like to do this, in the late summer, early fall, when we can get to it and get it done. The weather's usually good, and get it ready for the winter. That freeze-thaw cycle, it's important to get everything stabilized before we hit that winter period, and then the next spring.
Because of all the heavy equipment that's being utilized for the project, there will be daily lane closures on State Route 409, which will mean potentially long traffic delays.
Maysville Mayor David Cartmell says he's happy with the progress made in the city's effort to clean up and make repairs after it sustained millions of dollars worth of damage during a late July flood. Cartmell says the city has gotten a lot of help from a number of people in the initiative.
There's a lot of individuals. You're talking about, bridges being built and, where people can get their kids to school and, other similar things. Quality of life issues. You know, it's just an ongoing, it was a dramatic event. And, we have a bunch of ongoing issues.
Maysville, along with the rest of Mason County, sustained nearly $6 million in damages as the result of the flood, but it wasn't enough to qualify the area for assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The city recently, though, received $39,000 from the Kentucky Department for Local Government to help with its cleanup efforts.
Ashland Community Kitchen will expand its services to the public. Xavier Atkins reports.
According to the Daily Independent, the Ashland Community Kitchen will be able to expand its services due to a $40,000 grant they have received from Walmart. Community Kitchen Director Todd Young says, with that help, the facility will be able to hire two new employees who will help the kitchen be able to offer dinner services each weekday evening. It has been only doing that on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The Ashland Community Kitchen's doors will be open for dinner from 4:30 p.m. to 5:15 p.m. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Xavier Atkins.
WMKY's fall fundraiser and membership drive starts October 16th and continues through October 20th. Become a new member or renew your pledge with a tax-deductible gift today at WMKY.org. Complete the easy and secure online pledge form under the Support Us tab. Major credit cards are accepted, or we'll send you a reminder. Thanks for supporting WMKY at 90.3 FM and online at WMKY.org.
Taking a look at the weather tonight, partly cloudy this evening with more clouds for overnight, low of 63 degrees. Tuesday, mainly cloudy, slight chance of a rain shower, high of 81 degrees. Tuesday night, thunderstorms likely in the evening, then the chance of scattered thunderstorms later on, low of 68, chance of rain at 80%. Wednesday, rain showers early with some sunshine later in the day, thunder possible, high of 77, chance of rain at 60%. Wednesday night, a few clouds, lows near 55 degrees. And on Thursday, sunshine and clouds mixed, high of 72 degrees. Taking a look at the listening area temperatures, Lexington, 76 degrees, Flemingsburg, 76 degrees, Ashland, 80 degrees, Inez, 81 degrees, Winchester, 77 degrees, and in Moorhead, it is currently 77 degrees.
On our feature segment today, Moorhead community leaders held a forum on diversity and inclusion in response to an incident of racially charged vandalism. WMKY's Jacob Lindberg reports.
We will not tolerate any form of discrimination under any scenario, period.
That's Moorhead State University President Dr. J. Morgan. After a racial slur and Nazi swastika were painted on the side of a home on North Wilson Avenue in Moorhead, local officials responded by hosting an open forum to address the issue. Dozens met in Button Auditorium on MSU's campus last Tuesday. Morehead Mayor Jim Tom Trent says the event was an opportunity for voices to be heard.
It came across, I believe, well attended and well received, and there was a lot of good feedback, and that's what happens in these situations. You have to keep the dialogue going. You don't want the issue to die and be swept under the rug.
Mayor Trent spoke on the panel alongside MSU's Chief Diversity Officer Charles Holloway, Campus Police Chief Merle Harrison, and two university students, Adriana Walker and James Copas. Copas, a sophomore, says it was an important conversation to have.
I'm just hoping it sparks some minds, like, to actually help move the community. I feel like the community itself is kind of like, there's racism still involved, so it's still kind of like we're not really like a unity. We're not close, so I hope that this will like motivate us to do more and help each other out.
Alvin Madden-Grider has been working at MSU for over 25 years. He says ongoing discussions of racism, diversity, and inclusion would be beneficial to the Morehead community.
This event's really important to our community. We need to keep talking about this. I know some people may not want to discuss this because it's uncomfortable or they think it's not important, but it is really important. And sometimes we just need to get uncomfortable and discuss these issues.
While she believes holding a diversity forum was a good idea, MSU junior Sydney Bradley feels more can be done.
I feel like a lot of questions were left unanswered. Maybe they were kind of, brushed off.
Bradley says an event that nearly uniformly involves people who agree with each other doesn't address the root of the issue.
Holding something that would involve the people that disagree so that they can hear all sides of the minority would help improve the issues here on campus.
Morehead police say they are narrowing down leads in the North Wilson vandalism case, which is being investigated as a hate crime. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Jacob Lindberg.
It's 4:47 and 77 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Chaz Jenkins, and we're so glad you've joined us on this muggy Monday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports in 30 seconds.
Morehead State Public Radio is dedicated to inform, educate, and entertain. We offer programming with a diversity of voices. Visit our website at wmky.org to renew your membership or become a new member. We'll be asking for you to call us during our fall fundraiser, October 16th through the 20th. A gift of $25 or $50 supports our programming, operations, and student work-study program. Thank you for your support.
Good afternoon with WMKY Sports. Braxton Howard. The MLB playoffs are in full swing today. Currently in Game 4 of the series, the Houston Astros lead the Boston Red Sox 4-3 in the ninth inning. Houston leads that series 2-1. The Nationals and Cubs are also in action currently. The two teams are locked at 0 in the third inning. The series is also tied at 1 game apiece. In tonight's games, Cleveland will look to close out its series with the Yankees at 7, and the Dodgers will go for the sweep of the Diamondbacks a little after 10 p.m. In Monday Night Football, the Chicago Bears will host NFC Central Division rival the Minnesota Vikings. WMKY's Xavier Atkins has more.
The game will mark the debut of highly touted Bears rookie quarterback Mitchell Trubisky, who was the second overall pick in the April draft. The Bears hope running backs Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen can help keep Trubisky out of long second and third down situations against a tough Minnesota defense. As for the Vikings offense, starting quarterback Sam Bradford remains questionable because of a knee injury. Case Keenum will again replace Bradford if he can't go. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Xavier Evans.
After opening the year at 0-3, the Cincinnati Bengals appear to be turning around their season. They won their second straight on Sunday, beating Buffalo 22-17 in the rain at Paul Brown Stadium. Coach Marvin Lewis says the Bengals did a great job of finishing the game, showing grit and grind at the end of the third and fourth quarters.
They kept coming back, and our good players showed up today and overcame bad plays, made better plays, and that's what we got to have all the time. And, you know, it's the what you have to do in the NFL week after week. You're going to play games where you're down in. You got to find a way to fight your way back in. Ball doesn't bounce your way. You got to make it bounce your way and get back after it, and we did today.
Despite having a hand in three turnovers, A.J. Green caught seven passes for 189 yards, including a 77-yard touchdown from Andy Dalton. The Bengals have a bye week this weekend. Some notes from the NFL. The league lost two of its biggest stars on Sunday for the year. Texans defensive end J.J. Watt is out for the season after suffering a fracture in his lower leg that will require surgery. And Giants star wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. suffered a broken left ankle on Sunday that will sideline him for the remainder of the season as well. Also, Miami Dolphins offensive lines coach Chris Forrester resigned today after a video surfaced over the weekend on social media showing him snorting a white powder believed to be cocaine. Forrester said in his statement today that he is seeking professional help. Moorhead State football coach Rob Tenier admits he's very concerned about his team right now. After getting blown out at Campbell 38-0 on September the 30th, the Eagles committed six turnovers on Saturday and being flattened at home by Butler 44-6. According to Tenier, the 2-4 Eagles are trending in the wrong direction.
We've got quite a bit areas to work on and fix, and to take care of the football. My gosh, that was a really bad performance. So very disappointed, and I hope that we can come back mentally from it and have a good week of practice and try and move on after we watch and learn from this.
MSU was outgained by Butler 437-230 in yards in the loss. The Eagles will seek to improve on their 1-2 PFL mark on Saturday at San Diego. The Kentucky football team moved to 5-1 on the year after another close win on Saturday. Kentucky was able to hold off a late drive by Missouri to sneak out with a 40-34 win over the now 1-4 Tigers. Head coach Mark Stoops says despite having multiple close games this year, his team has responded in critical situations, and that happened again on Saturday.
It was beautiful, to see, the offense respond. And as I've said in here, and y'all have heard me, and you could quote me, that we, the strength of our team is our team. And that's not coach speak BS. That's the truth. We do what we have to do to win games. We're far from perfect, but we definitely play for each other and believe in each other. And that's good to see.
Kentucky gets what Stoops calls a much needed bye week this week. Brown County football coach Kelly Ford is proud of how his Vikings played in Friday's 42-6 rout of Boyd County. Ford says they did several things well in ending their six-game losing streak, but notes the highlight was his team's 310 rushing yards.
The main thing, we took care of the football. Our running game was very, very positive, and the kids that came out made plays, and our running core is the biggest part of our football team, and they did a great job carrying the football.
The Vikings will face a much stiffer challenge on Friday when they visit unbeaten Johnson Central, the state's defending Class 4A champions. The Moorhead State women's basketball team is in the early stages of its preseason workouts. At this point, Coach Greg Todd says he and his assistants are trying to fully evaluate the strengths and weaknesses of their players.
We know we'll be one of the most athletic teams, if not the most athletic team in the Ohio Valley, which is good, which will make us a team that can get up and down the court. We will fast break a lot. We'll be able to defensively play some full court.
The MSU women open by hosting Sacramento State on November the 11th as part of the Matthew Mitchell Classic. Finally, in sports, Round County's soccer teams start 61st district play in Frenchburg tonight with two games against Menifee County. The Vikings boys face the Wildcats at 6 o'clock. Winners of nine straight games, Round enters the postseason as the favorites to win the 16th region. Coach Max Hammonds is okay with the idea that every team will be gunning hard to knock off his Vikings.
We should be that way every year, if we're doing our jobs. I mean, I think teams will look at us like that, and I mean, I think it's that way in the regular season, too. I mean, I think teams look at it like that. You're kind of almost everybody's regional championship game. They want to see if they can come out and knock you off. And, we've answered every call so far in the regular season, and hopefully we step up to the challenge in postseason.
As for the 10-5-2 Lady Vikings, their game with Menifee will kick off at 8 o'clock. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Volleyball will host Eastern Illinois at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday, and SIU Edwardsville at 2 o'clock p.m. on Saturday in Weatherby Gym. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. equities closed lower as investors looked ahead to the start of earnings season, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 12.6 at 22,761.07. The S&P 500 was down 4.6 at 2544.73. And the NASDAQ Composite was down 10.45 at 6579.73. Shares of GE were under pressure today as it was the worst performer in the Dow. The stock fell 4% after the company announced CFO Jeff Bornstein will depart at the end of the year, along with marketing chief Beth Comstock and international executive John Rice. And, of course, earnings season is coming into focus this week, in particular in the financial sector. Some of the major companies scheduled to report this week include BlackRock, Citigroup, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. And all of these stocks were down today, putting pressure on the overall financial sector, as the Financial Select Sector Spider exchange-traded fund declined 0.4%. Third-quarter S&P 500 earnings are expected to grow by 4% on a year-over-year basis. And earnings during the first two quarters of the year were up 15.5% and 10.8% respectively. Elsewhere, shares of Apple rose 0.4% after analysts at Bank of America Merrill Lynch reiterated its buy rating on the stock, knowing the company's earnings will jump under the Republican plan to lower corporate taxes. In the commodities markets, oil was up 0.5% at $49.52 a barrel. Gold was up 1% at $1,286.90 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks were up as the Stock 600 index was up today 0.2%. And in the Far East, stocks were up as well, with the Nikkei in Japan up 0.3% and the Shanghai index up 0.75%. Among Dow performers, the best stocks today were Walmart and DuPont, and the worst performers in the Dow were GE and Nike. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Micron Technology and NVIDIA, and the worst performers were DaVita and Viacom. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down 37 cents at 66.46, CSX up 16 cents at 71.69, AK Steel down 18 cents at 5.40, Marathon Petroleum up 13 cents at 56.15, and AEP was up 16 cents to finish at 71.69. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Morehead State University has many points of pride, including the MSU Police Department, recognized with a 5-year certificate of accreditation from the Kentucky Association of Chiefs of Police. The MSU Police Department has received the award 5 times since 1997. The award recognizes high levels of professional standards, effectiveness, and professionalism. The MSU Police Department, one of MSU's many points of pride. Major in you at Morehead State University. Learn more at moreheadstate.edu.
Looking at the weather tonight, partly cloudy this evening with more clouds for overnight, low of 63 degrees. Tuesday, mainly cloudy, slight chance of a rain shower, high of 81 degrees. Tuesday night, thunderstorms likely in the evening, then the chance of scattered thunderstorms later on, low of 68, chance of rain at 80%. Wednesday, rain showers early with some sunshine later in the day, thunder possible, high of 77, chance of rain at 60%. Wednesday night, a few clouds, lows near 55, and on Thursday, sunshine and clouds mixed, high of 72 degrees. It is currently 77 degrees. In Morehead.
Taking a look at some events coming up in your region, the Claypool Young Art Gallery at Morehead State University presents the 2017 annual MSU Art and Design Faculty Exhibition on October 11th. The gallery is open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is free and open to the public. Kentucky Reads, an organization for kids with dyslexia and their teachers, is hosting a fall spooktacular vendor event at Rowan County Middle School from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st. More than 30 vendors and local crafters will be on hand. That's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Mraz, Jack Caudill, Logan Pemberton, Braxton Howard, Kyle Blankenbuehler, and Xavier Adkins. KNN's Paul Miles and Will Clark both chipped in, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's Jacob Lindberg. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202VH and Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.